So recite the please stanza. You remember stanza?
No, I don't.
It's on page. Mainly remembering Buddha Vajra's names.
Mainly remembering.
What page number?
Page 64.
64. Let's go up. Yeah. Again. Again. The stanza. Yeah.
Merely thinking of just your name eradicates all obstacles and immediately purifies all negative karma. Thus, to you, unsurpassed by the sattva, I make prostration.
Manya palaya vaja sado teno ba te tatu do me ba sodo kayo me ba wa subo kayo me ba wa anorado me ba wa sawate de me ba ya sosa me se tama shi ya kuro ha 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 bhagavana sawata da Bajamami Muzam Bajam Bama Samaya Sadhu Ahum Pe Om Baja Sadhu Manupalaya Baja Sadhu Tino Ba Teta Tudumim Sudo Kayo Mebawa Subo Kayo Mebawa Anorato Mebawa Sawasidim Sawakama Susame Sitamashiyakuru Ha 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 Bhagavana Sawata Bajaramame Muzam Bajam Bava Mazam Maya Zadu Ahu Pe Om Baja Sadhu Manu Balaya Baja Sadhu Tino Ba Te Tatu Dham Sudha Kayo Me Bava Subha Kayo Me Bava amarato me bawa sawa sede me ba sawa kama susa me sida me shiya koro ha 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 ho bhagavana sawa tata bajaramma me mozam bajaram bawa mazamaya sadu aho pe o baja sadu sam manu palaya baja sadu tino ba te ta tu don Sudokayo mebawa, subokayo meba, anarato mebawa, sawasede meba, sawakama suta me, sidoshiya kuro, ha 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 ha, bhagavana sawatada, bajarama me mudam, bajarambawa ma, zamaya sadu ahu pe om, bajasadu sadu, manupalaya, bajasadu tinaba, tetatu dame, Sudakayo mebawa, subokayo meba, amarato mebawa, sawasede meba, sawakama suta me, sitamashiya kuro, ha 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 ha, bhagavana sawatada, bajarama me muda, bajarambawa ma, samaya sadu ahu pe om, Baja sato te no ba, te ta te do me ba wa, sudo kayo me ba wa, subo kayo me ba wa, anarato me ba, sawa se de me ba, sawa kama suta me, sita wa shiya kuro, ha 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 ha, bhagavana sawa tada, bajarama me mazam, bajaram ba wa ma, zamaya sadu ahu te om, baja sato sam. Manupalaya baja sato tino ba te ta tu do me ba sudo kayo me ba wa subo kayo me ba anarato me ba wa sawa sede me ba sawa kama suta me sita me shiya kuro ha 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 bhagavana sawa tada bajarama me mazam bajaram ba wa ma zamaya sadu ahu pe om baja sato Manupalaya baja sato tino ba te ta tu do me sudo kayo me ba wa subo kayo me ba wa anarato me ba sawa sede me ba ya da sawa kama suta me sita me shiya kuro ha 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 bhagavana sawa tada bajarama me mazam bajaram ba wa ma zamaya sadu ahu pe om baja sadu Manupalaya baja sato tino ba te ta tu do me sudo kayo me ba wa subo kayo me ba anarato me ba wa sawa sede me ba sawa kama suta me sita me shiya kuro ha 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 bhagavana sawa tada bajarama me mazam bajaram ba wa ma zamaya sadu ahu pe om baja sadu Manupalaya baja sato tino ba te ta tu do me sudo kayo me ba wa subo kayo me ba anarato me ba wa sawa sede me ba sawa kama suta me sita me shiya kuro ha 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 bhagavana sawa tada bajarama me mazam bajaram ba wa ma samaya sadu ahu pe om baja sadu Manupalaya baja sato tino ba te ta tu do me sudo kayo me ba wa subo kayo me ba anarato me ba wa sawa sede me ba sawa kama suta me sita me shiya ha 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 bhagavana sawa tada bajarama me mazam bajaram ba wa ma samaya sadu ahu pe om baja sadu Manupalaya baja sato tino ba te ta sudo kayo me ba wa subo kayo me ba anarato me ba wa sawa sede me ba sawa kama suta me sita me shiya kuro ha 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 bhagavana sawa bajarama me mazam bajaram ba wa ma samaya sadu ahu pe om baja sadu Manupalaya baja sato tino ba te ta tu do sudo kayo me ba wa subo kayo me ba wa anarato me ba sawa sede me ba ya da sawa kama suta me sita me shiya ha 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 bhagavana sawa tada Medama me madama madama samaya sabo ahun te om baja sabo sam. Mani balaya baja sabo te no ba te ta tu. Sudo kayo me bawa subo kayo me ba. Anorado me bawa zawaze de me. Savakama suza me tidashiya. Ha 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 bagawana zawata. Madama me madama madama bawa ma zamaya zado ahu pe om baj. Mani balaya baja sado te no ba te ta tu do. Subo kayo me bawa subo kayo me ba. Anorado me bawa zawaze de me. Savakama suza me tidashiya kur. Ha 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 bagawana zawata. Madama me madama madama bawa ma zamaya zado ahun te om baja sado sam. Mani balaya baja sado te me ba. Sudo kayo me bawa subo kayo me bawa anorado me bawa sawase de. Savaka masuza me tidashiya kuro. Medama me madam bajana bawa ma samaya sado ahu pe om baja sado manu balaya baja sado tino ba tita tudo sudo kayo me ba subo kayo me ba wa anorado me ba wa sawase de sawaka masuza me sidama shiya kuru ha 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 bhagavana sawata Badaramba me mudam badaramba wa ma samaya sadu ahum pe om baja sadu sadu. Mani balaya badara sadu tino ba tita tudu. Sudo kayo me bawa subo kayo me bawa anorado me bawa sawase de me. Sawaka masuta me tidam shiya kuru. Ha 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 bhagavana sawatada. Bajaramba me mudam bajaramba wa ma samaya sadu ahum pe om baja sadu sadu. Mani balaya baja sadu tino ba tita tudu. Sudo kayo me bawa subo kayo me ba. Anorado me bawa sawase de me ba. Savaka masuta me sidava shiya kuru. Ha 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 bhagavana sawatada. Bajaramba me mudam bajaramba wa ma samaya sadu ahum pe. Mani balaya bajara sadu tino ba tita tudo me ba. Sudo kayo me ba wa subo kayo me ba. Anorado me ba wa sawase de me ba. Kuru ha 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 bhagavana sawatada gada bajaramba. Bajaram bawa ma samaya sadu ahum. Finish.
Om bajara
samaya manu balaya bajara sadu tino ba tita tudo. Sudo kayo me bawa subo kayo me bawa anorado me bawa sawase de me Savaka masuza me tidashiya kuru ha 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 bak Savata dangada bajarama me muza bajar Ma samaya zadu ahunde Any negative karma that has been created but by not knowing, you know, there's, you know, something negative, not knowing, or out of ignorance, okay? Any negative karma created by not knowing there's a negative karma and out of ignorance, breaking pledge, breaking vows, so on and so forth, or samaya, out of ignorance, or out of not knowing, asking our own guru, insufferable with Buddha Vajrasattva, asking our own guru to do Quando purify all the negative karma in front of the Guru, which is in one with Buddha Vajrasattva. So then after finishing the recitation of the mantra, so then deep down from our heart, we must visualize or think deep down from our heart that Buddha Vajrasattva is in Sapporo with our own Guru calling on you, oh my fortunate child, all your negative karma has been completely purified, all the negative karma associated with the body, speech and mind. Three times negative karma associated with the body, speech and mind completely purified. Then Buddha Vajrasattva in Sabara Vila Guru dissolve into the center of your heart happily, delightfully or happily. Your body, spirit, and mind, and the Guru Buddha Vajrasattva body, spirit, and mind become one. Yes, very, very powerful purification practice in Vajrayana. So now back to mind and matter factor. Sonobuji said, that Sonobuji is one of the famous masters from Gelugpa traditions. So I myself never got opportunity to receive teaching directly from him. He's from Gandhian Monastery, very highly educated and highly realized, practitioners. He said that make sure that we do every day something, make sure that the well doesn't get dry up, make sure every day there goes something. Every day maybe drop a little bit, every day create some merit, some kind of merit, whether they associate with the purification practice or anything. Every day is very important. So then that well is not going to dry. Putting so much water, then many months putting nothing, that is going to dry. So every day something. So where we stopped now, it's been now quite a long time. Tendula, remember? Bob Tendula, remember where we stopped?
To finish all of correctly assuming consciousness?
Yes.
Okay, so we haven't started awareness to which an object appears but is not ascertained. So we're up my page 38. I don't know what
you're saying. I think self-knower. We finished the self-knower? I think so.
So we're on the fifth type of awareness.
We are now doubt or doubting kind?
To which an object appears,
the one before that.
An awareness to which the object appears without being ascertained.
Which we've discussed before, but we haven't gone through the text yet.
So we are still on the assuming consciousness, correctly assuming consciousness, the division of the, is it correctly assuming consciousness?
No.
We finished that.
We're on the type of direct perceiver, which is, if you're listening to a beautiful sound and then you...
That was the particular mind called...
Awareness. To which a... object appears but is not
ascertained.
So
Definitions.
The definition of something being an awareness to which an object appears without being ascertained is a knower that is a common locus of having clear appearance of the specifically characterized phenomenon that is its object of operation, and being unable to induce ascertainment with respect to the specifically characterized phenomenon that is its object of operation.
So many words have been said, but actually the object appears very clearly. That's the first one. Object does appear to that particular the mind. No, that particular mind that I just said in English. Object does appear very clearly, no, absolutely clearly. But that very thought or mind, but not able to generate memory of the object. Okay, not able to generate the memory of the object. That's what it is, even though so many words have been said, but that's the point. Object does appear to that mind very clearly, but that mind is not able to produce the memory. Memory or recall, what you call recall or memory? The illustrations, no divisions, right?
It has illustrations, no divisions.
So you are not 100% sure whether you see the color blue or not, because you are so much focused on sound or music, you are listening something, your whole attention is placed on sound. And like you are not sure that whether you see blue or yellow, or you see, say, let's say somebody show you blue color, but you are not sure that you saw blue or red or yellow, there's no attention. Because lack of attention, because all the attention is on sound. That's the first one. So that's what the first one is. Can you state this?
A sense direct perceiver apprehending blue that induces the doubt that wonders, did I see blue or not?
So that's what is quite easy. Form, sound, smell, taste, chakra, these are called. Can you do the second one, second illustration?
The mental direct perceivers in the continua of ordinary beings apprehending the five objects.
Okay, five objects, form, sound, smell, test tracker, this is 5 volts. In each, then the then police came.
And the third, self knowers experiencing those mental direct perceivers.
Mental direct perceiver actually happens right before, right after.
Mm-hmm. Right before the self knower.
Yeah, right before when we see. When you see the prayer wheel right before, that's like mental direct perceiver.
Before right? We see the, I'm sorry.
When we see the prayer wheel.
Then the mental direct perceiver is right after.
Oh, right after, that's mental direct perceiver. Right after. This mental direct perceiver, right after. Same when we hear sound, right after, first hear, right after, there's no mental direct perceiver. So,
third is the self-knower does that arise supposedly at the same time as the...
So the self-knower and the mind, that's probably simultaneous. It's not like, you know, each time when the mind arises, the self-knower that absorbs the mind, the very mind, it arises simultaneously. There's no like causal relationship. No, these are like simultaneous. So each time when we interact with our five senses, each time when we interact with five objects, so immediately, right after that, there's a mental direct perceiver. So, but object does appear to the mental direct perceivers, but mental direct perceivers not able to apprehend that object. Why? Because that's like nanosecond or microsecond, no? It doesn't last very long. So that's the reason, no? Tijikichiwa. It's like only... It happened very fast. Not object does appear, but not able to apprehend the object because the time is so short. Make sense?
Sorry, Keshe, so the mental direct perceiver then just goes away after a nanosecond. That's why.
Yeah, it doesn't last very long. It just
okay.
Disappears.
Okay.
It just appears. It just disappears. There's a. Yeah, it just appears, then it disappears. It doesn't last very long because usually the mental direct perceiver, in order to mental direct perceiver to last long, we have to walk. So this is just automatic. When you meditate on the impermanence, then first you see impermanence conceptually, then the very conceptual thought, then get better, then become direct perceiver. That kind of mental direct perceiver will last long time. It will not just disappear. No, any valid mental direct perceiver as an ordinary being is the product of practice. So this one, it just happened, but it's not product of practice. It just happened, but it doesn't last. It just disappears. So that's why, to take it, it's like nanosecond, or sometimes they call microsecond. Nanosecond, yeah. That's why they're not able to apprehend the object. Even the object that appears, not able to know. And in our eye consciousness, object does appear because eye consciousness does last long time, but there's nothing, because the attention is lacking. What is lacking is not like time-wise, it's a lack of attention. It's not there. Whole attention is on the sound. Therefore, or even the object appears not able to apprehend. Oh? Not because eye consciousness only lasts nanoseconds, not like that. On the other hand, object does appear, but the consciousness itself is like only last nanosecond, not able to apprehend. So that's the reason it's giving in the text, and that's why. Sin. Because the self-knower that, observing this mental direct perceiver is not able to apprehend because object just disappeared. Mental direct perceiver is just last nanosecond. Then the self-knower, not able to, it just appeared, but, not able to apprehend. See? It's clear now?
Mm-hmm.
So
Is there mental direct receiver in the Prasangika school too? Is there mental direct receiver in the Prasangika school too?
Yeah, there's mental direct receiver.
There's no self-knower.
So yeah, there's no self-knower.
Just stop.
Yeah. Chitta mind only school, in other school they say you have to have self-knower, otherwise there'll be no memory. There'll be no memory or recall. Recall?
Or recall.
Yeah. Recall?
Recall.
Does the mind? Same. What's the difference between memory and recall? Same. Yeah. So memory is not in Prasangika system school they are saying they have to have self-knower. That's how we remember things. Oh, if there's no self-knower, there'll be no memories. Mind only school. Prasangika say, oh, self-knower is not necessary, you know. You can still, like, produce memory or recall. There's no need for self-knower. No? So, see, all of this, and all this lower school supposed to help our, improve our understanding of self, selflessness, of mind and mental factor, supposed to, it's not just, it's totally contradiction. It's there to improve our understanding. You know, our understanding gets deeper and deeper, you know, it's not like... There's a lot of debate, so far no go there. So like, there's a lot of debate on why you need to serve Noah and why you don't need to serve Noah. There's a lot of debate, you know, like going back and forth. If you like Lekche Nyingbo, you remember Lama Tsongkhapa wrote one text. I think it's all translated, like translated. So that's called Lekche Nyingbo, essence of something. Do you remember?
Essence of refined gold?
Essence of refined gold, that's what it is.
Yeah, essence of refined gold. You know, so I only call Lekshe Nyingbo. There's a big one, small one. Small one is like phrase to interdependence, phrases to interdependence. That's considered a short one. The long one, which is like 134 page, back and forth. So it talks in the beginning, like, Vibhasika, Sauspantika, then there's like quite a bit of, you know, like a page on mind only school. So then there's a little bit on the probably like around like 9 page about, you know, Madhyamika, Sauspantika. Then there's 40 page about Prasangika systems. So there in that, you know, if you are wondering, there's a lot of debate there, you know, why that, you know, has to have self knower and like, and the Prasangika, So if you are interested, you can read that, if you are interested. So then that finished this particular mind, particular, how is it?
The awareness to which an object appears.
Yeah, this particular awareness, we finished that, this particular awareness with the definition and in illustrations. This is complete now, okay? So now, doubting consciousness, doubting awareness. Starting awareness. For me, it's like easy to say awareness. Consciousness is, for me, it seems like much deeper. Consciousness that goes life after life, you know? Something like that. So awareness. So now the starting awareness. But actually, the same here, nothing to do. All these are all synonyms. It doesn't matter what you say. No, which one you say, it was all synonym. Synonym or mutual inclusive. Which one? So now a little bit like So So this is all the division of non-valid awareness, right? Non-valid, invalid.
Mm-hmm.
Invalid, no, sir, non-valid, invalid. Please correct my English if there's...
They refer to it both as non-valid in this context.
Non-valid, okay, or non-valid or invalid. Non-valid, if I make mistakes, so correct my English, that's the one way to improve my English. Then indirectly you get benefit. Otherwise, you will have a lot of incorrect English imprint in your mind. So then, continuously end up listening to someone who speaks broken English. It's really like karma is complicated, like not easy to understand karma. So I always wondering like how I create the karma to listening Lama Sopa Rinpoche Buddhist teachings in English language. So it's kind of bizarre, but I don't know how the karma is created.
We thank you for your karma.
For listening Lama Sopa Rinpoche in English.
We rejoice, Geshe-la.
So these are all the division of non-valid awareness. First one, this is good to remember, as a subsequent cognizer, correctly assuming awareness. Then there's another, the second one is much longer, it's called Nala Mangiva. Then third one is, fourth one is called Tetam, like doubting awareness, okay? Then last one is Lokshe, wrong consciousness. So now, Jibjina, Jibunisha. So now this is now Ga Sha Pong Sum, that's the term they use each time when they explain any not just this book, but every debate textbook begin like this. Ga means as refuting different opinions about the definition of doubting awareness. There's a lot of, first you defute all of them, ga, shelo ga, defuting?
Refuting?
Refuting. Need to correct my English. refuting other people's opinions about definition of doubting consciousness. Shelo ga. Then after that, Ranglusha, this is my system called Ranglusha. Then Chobapong. So then like I say clearing the argument. After that, there's a lot of argument. So then that's how the text has been designed. First you learn, so different opinions. So then you learn the one's own systems, based on these systems, then you learn definition of that. So then after that, there's a lot of argument, debate. So then try to clear them out. Shelu gaba, gaksha pongsum, that's the shortest way to say gaksha pongsum. Actually, like shelu gaba, ranusha wa tsorobma, that's a longer way to say gaksha pongsum. After the refuting other people's opinions, so then right after that, so then you will find the one's own system. So that's the one looking for. Rangdo je tanyo so to rigwa, tetam je tsini se. Rangdo tanyo so rigwa. So, can you write in English, please?
Our own system is that the definition of a doubting consciousness is a knower that has qualms, too poignantly, by its own power.
Okay, so do I need to explain the definitions? It's clear? Can you say it again, please, one more?
A knower that has qualms to
knowers qualms?
My question, sir.
Not the questions. It's like...
That has qualms too poignantly by its own power. So from two sides.
Actually, that you are not sure, no, whether it's like, oh, it's pathetic or not, it's not pathetic or it's pathetic. No, so like that's just an example, no?
I don't really know. The two sides is like, it could be pathetic, it could not be pathetic.
Yeah.
Okay, then by its own power. What in the world does that mean?
On power, so that kind of like has a you remember this like five omnipresent mental factors. Every awareness comes with the five omnipresent mental factors. So even the doubting awareness comes with the five omnipresent mental factors, but they are not doubting the object by its own power. It just makes sense. Five omnipresent mental factors that comes with the doubting awareness. So these are also, you know, like doubting the object, but it's not by its own power, but it's doubting because of the doubting consciousness. Makes sense? Can you say that?
Because when the mental factor of doubt arises, the five omnipresent mental factors that arise with it also have the aspect of doubt, but it's not through their own power. It's because the doubting mental factor is present.
Yes, so, exactly. Because of the doubting mental, because of the...
Can you give me an example of those, like...
Feeling or...
Yeah.
It just seems like, okay, they don't exist without the other one. The other one doesn't exist without those.
But the other ones do exist, you know, I mean, like, so the five omnipresent mental factors accompany every mental factor that arises. So when in whatever mental factor that arises, it takes on the aspect of that mental factor. So with doubt, it comes in the aspect of doubt. So, but it's they're not... the same as doubt. I mean, I understand what you're saying, I think.
Well, I guess I'm just asking, could you ever have doubt without those mental factors?
No.
Oh, so it's just like looking at it through a microscope.
Yeah, it's
anytime
just...
Anytime you have doubt, you would have all those five things there anyway.
Just like any...
Every mental factor that comes with the five of them.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, doubting consciousness is doubting the object by its own power. But five omnipresent mental factors arise with the doubting consciousness. It's doubting the object, but not by its own power, because like by doubting consciousness.
Yeah.
Make sense?
Yes, but you would never feel that. You would never feel like, oh, I'm doubting this with just two. You mean you would always, no matter what happens, they're all five are always there.
That's called five omnipresent mental factors.
So I think that's why it's confusing to us, because by its own power, we would never feel it without its own power. I mean, you could say, like, the car is moving by the power of gas, and we know when it doesn't have gas, it's not moving. But this, if you have doubt, it always has those there.
Yeah. Say, five people work on one project. Among those five people, there's one main person. Because of that person, that object, that project happens. But all these people contributed. But you know, mainly projects is dependent on that main person, like that, you know. Make sense?
Supervisor.
Huh?
Supervisor.
Yeah, so like one main person, no, like, yeah, for example, see the film that you made about like mediations. Yeah, a lot of people contributed, but you are the main one. But everybody know it happened because of all the people, but you know, the same like it happens because of heart power. Other people, that doesn't happen, project doesn't happen by their own power, that happened power of somebody else, main person. Make sense? Yeah, so that's right. So this is good to get. So So now, yeah, can you please read? It's all there. Need to read the materials. So
a mind that possesses similarity with doubt and the feelings, etc., which are
this explanation, no?
Which are accompaniers of that mind possessing similarity with doubt, have qualms by the power of doubt, but do not have qualms too poignantly by their own power. So that's just explaining what we were talking about.
Then
it has the divisions?
No. So now the division, did you get to the 2 minutes, the 10 minutes, so there's 3 divisions, though.
Doubt tending towards the factual, doubt tending towards the non-factual, and equal doubt.
Oh yeah, to do it as a term, to do it as a change of it, is it? That's how, you know, that's how fast we have doubt. You know? So then, you know, rely on some reason, or so then, you know,
The second one is doubt tending towards the non-factual.
Yeah. Doubt tending towards non-reality, non-factual.
Yes.
Non-factual. So then, you know, somebody give you some reasons. So then you are, you know, like, half-half, no, not sure, you know. So then from there you lead to doubt tending towards factual. So then after that, valid cognizers. Okay. First, doubt tending towards non-factual. So then after that, you know, so like somebody gives you some reason, means like syllogisms. Somebody gives you some reason. So then you say, oh, maybe, you know, like, maybe there's life after this, or maybe before that, oh, there's no life after this, you know. There's no life. Then after that, you know, a lot of discussions, and, you know, maybe there's life after this. So then more discussion, more reasons. They say, okay, now, you know, like, life after this, is there life after this or not? Maybe there is life after this. That's like darting towards factions. So then after that, you know, value cognizer, so. There's also one obstacle, you know, going forward for liberations, or don't meet the Lamnotas. Lamnotas are teaching something, First, don't want to go. There's no will to go. Another obstacle, you know. Remember. Second is no, that there's a lamnor, like going towards wrong directions. You're supposed to go to Washington D.C. You're going towards Florida, the wrong direction. You know? So that's another obstacle. Don't lamnor tell them. So then, you know, doubting about the direction. Oh, maybe this, or maybe that. No. That's another obstacle. Same, they apply to the same to our, you know, mundane journey, also journey towards liberations. These things, you know, not will to go, like the wrong direction, so going towards the wrong direction, so, you know, not knowing the which direction, you know, having doubt. Thinking of something. So now the illustrations, so nita kamne bisro so what's first one illustration of first one.
The first is, for example, doubt that thinks that sound is probably is impermanent.
Sound is probably is impermanent. Probably, no, not sure. Probably is impermanent. Or there means there is still possibility it could be permanent, no? In your mind, no? Because it's tending towards fact, factual. Because sound is impermanent, no? Did it?
The second is, for example, doubt that thinks that sound is probably permanent.
Yeah, sound is probably permanent. No, it's probably permanent. Sound is probably permanent. So that's tending towards non-factuals, no, because sound is not permanent. Sound is impermanent. The third one.
The third is, for example, doubt that wonders whether sound is permanent or impermanent.
No, wonders. So sound is permanent or impermanent. Oh, that's very good. Listen, wonders. So. Then that finished. Now the doubting awareness. So now the wrong view. Wrong view.
Consciousness.
Wrong awareness. Wrong view, that's different. Wrong view, that's different. No, that's like talking about six root afflicted mind. Wrong view is one last one of them. That's different. It's like wrong awareness. So you see the one on system here?
Yes.
So now can you say in English please?
Wrong consciousness is a knower that engages its object erroneously.
No? Object
erroneously.
Erroneously.
Yeah, incorrectly.
Incorrect, erroneously. There's two divisions.
Conceptual wrong consciousnesses and non-conceptual wrong consciousness.
First one, illustrations.
It's a thought apprehending sound as permanent and a thought apprehending the horns of a rabbit.
That's a very famous one in debate called the So that's clear, right? Not need to explain. Quite clear. That one is the The first one is called?
And conceptual wrong consciousnesses?
That's one, like the illustration, the first one. First
oh, that sound is permanent?
Sound is permanent, no, like... I'm getting that. Some system is believed the sound is the quality of the space. No, sound is the quality of the space. They say the clouds roam around, moves around. Other than that, the space doesn't change. So they're similar. They are saying the sound. So it has to base on something, some theory. Or some philosophy. You don't just say, okay, sounds permanent. Not like that. That doesn't work. That's like, this mindset is generated based on some theory or some philosophy. Sounds permanent. That doesn't work. It's not just, somebody says sounds permanent. Not like that. Something that's like say okay, the crow has teeth. So this whole book is written about that. Whether crow has teeth. So then some people do believe the crow has teeth because based on that theory or that books.
Geshe-la.
So then would the Prasangika say that the, Chittamatrans who believe that there exists a self-knower, that would be a wrong consciousness?
Not wrong, it's like, it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist at all.
So
Prasangika system, they don't talk of self-knower, it's not needed. It's not necessary.
Right, but I'm just saying that if I as a Prasangika came across somebody who was a Chittamatran, right, and he asserted that there is a self-knower, from my side, from the Prasangika view, would that be considered as wrong consciousness? That Chittamatran is,
It's not wrong, but it's probably like say, the reason it doesn't satisfy Prasangika system reason. The reason why they are self-known, because there's memory, because we remember things. That's because of self-knower. So Prasangika, you don't believe that, you don't have to have self-knower in order to remember something. So
that's wrong view then?
Wrong is this, I'm not sure, universal healthcare is right, or universal healthcare, there's also political view. There are so many things, right or wrong. It's hard to say.
But Geshe-la, then why is sound? If somebody has theory and says that sound is permanent, let's say that Chittamatran believes sound is permanent. I'm not saying they believe that, right? But let's say they believe that sound is permanent, and I, as a Prasangika, refute that, right? So then why is that person have wrong consciousness, but not the Chittamatran who believes there's a self-knower?
Yeah, for example, if you say the sound is permanent, it doesn't matter whoever say, Prasangika, Chittamatra, Sarvastantika, and that generally speaking, that's wrong. It is a wrong consciousness, generally speaking. But self-knower, it's like two different systems, So the reason that they are giving is you have to have self-knower in order to remember something. And Prasangika proves, try to prove, you don't have to have self-knower, you can still remember, You can remember. There is no debate. And probably the mind only school, they will never give up that, they will never give up as
their view
of a self-knower, they will never give up. You just study them. There's not really win. Who's going to win? There's no really. There's different systems.
Wouldn't that be like saying a Christian is wrong? It's a different view. So you wouldn't say they were wrong, because it's not our place. That's not our place to say they were wrong. It's their view. So we wouldn't use that language to say wrong. They have a different view.
They're 100% wrong.
The reason is not established.
Sorry, they're 100% wrong.
The tape. Geshe-la's laughing.
Don't tip.
Geshe-la's smiling.
Oh, that's a good example.
I'm coming up
to this. Yeah, each person has different, different views about, you have different, which one is right or wrong, view of healthcare.
But it exists.
But I'm right.
Huh? But it exists. It exists. You can have different ideas about whether or not it should exist, but it exists.
Mind only school, they say self-knower exists.
I have a different
Prasangika system, they are saying it's like, no, it exists.
But
you can't, there's no generally speaking.
Okay.
But when we were talking about the permanence of sound or impermanence of sound, you were saying, that's wrong. So,
but generally speaking,
they'll also never give up that view. If the person who believes sound is permanent, they'll never give up that view.
They will give up slowly. Yeah, When you prove, you have to prove.
That's like saying.
But so you're saying in the debates you can prove that self-knower doesn't exist, but because they'll never agree to it, therefore it's not wrong consciousness.
They will give up this view, slowly. That's why Sarvastantika. They will give up their view, as a whole, but as an individual, say, your view, my view is very much related to the Sarvastantika, that's how I think. That's what I think of self. You know, I think just my body. The more you study, you will give up. You will, you know, take out that head slowly.
I guess the thing that's a problematic, and then I'll give it to Shanti, is we're saying that the self-knower is incorrect.
I have a better example.
Only incorrect.
I'm still stuck on this one. But we're saying, you're saying...
Incorrect, like from what point of view? Are you saying, generally speaking, you can't just... What point of view? Yeah, if you propose your point of view, you can say it's incorrect or wrong, so, yeah, you can say...
So, I mean, I guess I'm still stuck on this, right? So, forget the sound, I mean, forget the self-knower because, you know, that's it. Let's say the Vaisheshikas or, you know, those, you know, who believe that there is a self-sufficient, substantial existent self. Right? Such a thing exists. Right? They believe that and they... So, we would, any Buddhist who's, you know, follows the tenets would say that that is wrong. Right? There is no such thing as a self-sufficient, substantial existent person.
From what point of view? We can just say wrong.
Well, what I'm saying is that is the same as saying, so if sound is permanent, is a wrong consciousness, then why isn't saying a self-sufficient, substantial existent person exists not wrong consciousness?
Every Buddhist believes sound is impermanent. Every Buddhist.
Right.
You can't become Buddhist if you don't believe sound is impermanent, you are not Buddhist. So every four schools, they believe sound is impermanent.
Right. So every Buddhist also believes that there is no self-sufficient, substantially existent person.
No, that's not true.
That's not true?
Permanent, unitary, independent.
Okay. Permanent, that's a better one, yes. Permanent, partless, and independent self, right? Every Buddhist believes there is no such thing as a permanent, partless, independent self.
Yeah.
Right? So, as a Hindu, let's say, or a Vaisheshika, who believe that such a thing as a permanent, partless, independent self exists.
What is that, Vaisheshika? What is that?
Well, not the Vaisheshikas, the other, there's part of it, anyway, it doesn't matter, but the Hindu, let's say the Hindu, a Hindu,
well,
says...
Well, it doesn't matter.
let's say a Hindu who believes in a soul, would say a permanent, partless, independent self exists, right? So then...
From Buddhist point of view, it's wrong. That's wrong.
So that would be a wrong consciousness, correct?
All Buddhists that believe in from Buddhist point of view, it's wrong.
So that would be a wrong consciousness.
From Buddhist point of view, but generally speaking.
Okay.
It's hard to say. From Buddhist point of view, it's wrong. No, from Buddhist point of view, creator is wrong. No, the wrong.
Okay.
But generally speaking, I don't know.
Trying to get the definition of wrong consciousness, that's why we're asking all these questions.
Oh.
But once the
Vaibhasika lets go of that and learns, then they're no longer, they're in the next school. Or whatever, I mean, whatever you let go of.
No, the school is not going to go anywhere. No,
the school system
is going to be there. But you as a person, individual person, you study, this kind of explanation is very, that's what I think. And you study another system, then you say, then you change,
you change, not the school.
No, the school is not going to change because there are four schools there.
So it's like
2,500 years ago. You see, it's still there, so it's going to be there.
Isn't that why you wouldn't call it wrong? Because the school doesn't change, the view doesn't change, the person is changing.
Yeah, so from the Pasangika point of view, you can say, but it's never been said like that in debate, but you could say it's wrong or right, but when you ask the mindfulness school, they say it's right, because they give you reason, Then that's why there's a debate, So then you as an individual person, then you need to look at the reason, which ones have better, valid base. So I think the one important thing here, of course, when you debate, it has to be very clear which systems that you are talking about, that you have to base on some systems, otherwise it gets that the argument will never end. Even the eons, that argument will not finish eons because that's not based on anything. Today, so what is this about the country definitions? Still, all the questions arise because of the definitions?
Well,
wrong? Definition of wrong consciousness?
Well, I mean, yeah, that's what we were talking about.
Hmm?
Oh, it says our own system. Our own system? Is that the definition of doubting consciousness?
Yeah, this based on each of your own.
What system is that that they're saying there?
So now here, that's pretty much based on law school.
Sixth
school? Yes. Pretty much, you know, it's not based on Pasankika.
Okay.
Pasankika, there's a whole other set. But, you know, don't get discouraged. All the terms that you learn, it will help you deeper your understanding of when you study Pasankika. It's not like, oh, this all become problem. This not. If it become problem, there's something is wrong in your thinking. But all this is supposed to help your understanding. You have to understand better the Pasankika system of no values, cognize all of that. But you don't need to remember, No, when you read the Pasankika system, you will know. Automatically you will know. No, it's not like, no, oh, and I say, oh. When you read the Pasankika system, you will know. In the beginning you get a little confused, but that confusion won't last very long.
So far it's lasting, but
huh?
I'll just forget all this then and accept those things. Or this will just lead to that or something.
Yeah, this will lead to that. Will not forget, you know. Then all the effort that you put in is not forget. So the second illustration was very famous. I'm not sure how they become quite famous in debate Korea. Second illustration?
The apprehending horns of a rabbit.
Star in the water, in the flower, on the sky, all of this, you know, quite famous in the debate courtyard. But I'm not sure, like the Rivuranzu Toba, so maybe Tibet, we do have rabbit in Tibet, but I'm not sure. Anybody in the West, do they have this concept of thought? Anybody in the West? Second one.
Jackalope.
Yeah.
Huh?
Jackalope.
They actually...
No, so that one, so somebody sent a photo in the monastery. So kind of, they kind of figure out, you know. Because they think that is a rabbit, but it's not. No. I think Gishi Rabden, long time ago, Gishi Rabden, my teacher, Gishi Rabden brought one postcard or to the monastery. And like, yeah, it's kind of shocking because there is now. All this time you are talking about there's a wrong consciousness. Now somebody is showing photo of the rabbit at home. What do you say? No?
Oops.
Yeah, so that's all you say. Oh, here, like in West, it's called unicorn.
Yeah.
Unicorn.
That's our mythology, yeah.
Huh? Yeah, so then, you know, like, the people don't have this, you know, like, conceptual thought of a unicorn. Here in the West, you do.
Gengashila? The unicorn, actually, there was a research paper published last week that basically showed that back in the beginning of human, like, when humans started evolving, there were these gigantic creatures that looked like rhinoceroses, and they had one horn. And they believe, and the human beings and that animal coexisted. We found out recently.
Hmm.
So they think the unicorn actually comes from that. So there is a basis in fact.
Oh.
So unicorns may not be so mythological after all.
Oh.
It's. I don't know if they were pink, but unicorn looks like might have been real.
This is a unicorn, Pinky. Pinky?
Pinky.
They speak like name one dog in the monastery, Miss Pinky. Oh, yeah, anyway, so. Then, So now the illustration of the like second one.
With regard to the second, mental consciousness and sense consciousnesses, so the first is, for example, a dream consciousness that clearly sees as blue the blue of a dream.
Make sense? Huh?
Where are we reading? I'm sorry,
43. Okay. Please, can you say that one? Yeah.
What's the dream consciousness?
Is that wrong consciousness?
No.
Huh?
That's wrong consciousness?
Mm-hmm.
That's even, I mean...
He doesn't explain it, but he's just saying that if you see something that's blue, it isn't actually blue, but in the dream it is blue.
No, I think it's...
No.
I think it's saying that you dream blue, you dream something that's blue,
right?
And that's wrong consciousness. But true, well, that just, well, I just can't understand how anybody would debate that that's wrong. It is your dream.
It's your dream. It's in America. This is your dream. It's happening. It's happening in America. So
no,
you can't just say
it's
wrong.
It's in your dream.
You go to court.
No, what I mean is,
I'm going to sue you.
What I mean is,
yeah, that's very nice, Steve. Yeah.
I just mean like, it's in your head. You know, it's in your consciousness. Your consciousness. There's no
nobody
right.
can nobody can say it's wrong.
It's your dream. You're asleep. You're having that dream about blue. How can somebody say it's wrong?
But wouldn't it be the category blue rather than the actual blue?
Unless it was pink and you were dreaming blue.
Oh,
I mean, if we can't tell the Cheetah Mantras that they're wrong,
how you can tell my dream is wrong?
Somebody's dreaming, they're wrong.
How you can tell my dream is wrong?
I think I'm missing something in the translation.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, that's.
So is this saying that all of our dreams are wrong consciousnesses? Because they're not real?
The dreaming of blue, you know, the seeing that blue is real blue, you know, that's why it makes wrong consciousness. It's not like, it's not saying like your dream is wrong, but your dream seeing blue is blue, that's wrong. So America, you can say your dream is wrong, and someone's going to sue you.
No, it's more like saying I dreamt about Geshe-la last night, but that was wrong consciousness because I wasn't awake.
It's not Geshe-la.
Right.
So that seeing that's a Geshe-la, that's wrong.
Okay,
your dream is wrong. But
I can understand that. If somebody said, no, you didn't dream that it was Geshe-la, then I would have a problem.
Yeah.
That's what it
gets. So it's the mental consciousness because it's a dream, right? It's mental consciousness. Can you proceed?
It's a mental consciousness.
And wrong consciousness, or not, like direct kaiser, non-conceptual.
Yes, non-conceptual wrong consciousness. I have a question about that. So our dream consciousness is non-conceptual. It's not a thought. It's a direct, what does that mean exactly? Obviously it's not a direct perceiver because it's object.
It's
made up.
Like,
Mm-hmm.
who?
Oh, if I just read more of the text.
What is it? Can you please read?
Okay, it is
like mental consciousness, it is like...
Yeah, it is a mental consciousness because of being a dream consciousness. Mm. It is non-conceptual consciousness.
That's clear, right? That's
yes,
clear,
that's
know.
Clear. Mm. Okay.
Because nose don't dream.
It is non-conceptual.
If you dream of a nose, that's wrong. Yeah.
It is non-conceptual because of being a consciousness that is free from being a determinative knower, which apprehends a sound generality and a meaning generality is suitable to be mixed.
Yeah.
And it's wrong because of being a consciousness that apprehends its object, a form which is a phenomenon source as blue, whereas it does not exist as blue.
Mm. It's clear now?
Yeah, actually.
Huh?
It is to me, but I've studied it before.
Yeah, so then explain.
Now I'm stuck, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah? It's clear? Yeah. Pretty.
I was just saying the next sentence.
Next sentence?
Oh. Okay, the next sentence is nice, huh? Mm. However, we say that for the person who is dreaming, that dream consciousness that clearly sees the blue of a dream is factually concordant sense consciousness.
So now, can you say it again, little one? So
all three.
Yeah, all three again. So.
Okay, it's a mental consciousness because of being a dream consciousness.
Okay, that's clear. Huh?
It is a non-conceptual consciousness because of being a consciousness that is free from being a determinative knower, which apprehends a sound generality and a meaning generality is suitable to be mixed.
What is that?
That's the definition of a conceptual consciousness.
Yeah. Because if you doesn't ring the bell of the definition of, so there's
sound generality, meaning generality is suitable to be mixed?
Yeah. Like the name and the image, the generic image.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And that.
When you remember cow, known as farm, that like remembering with the sound generality, that awareness, apprehending cow, not directly, you know, like through like, huh?
Remembering sound.
Huh?
But
we're talking about blue. Why
are
we talking about sounds? Continue. We are in the pink. Okay. I don't know why, but it's a definition of conceptual consciousness, so...
Yeah, that's the Shankar. When you look at the definition of conceptual thought, So that's how they interact with the object, not directly. They interact with the object through sound, general meaning, generating sound, generation. You know? That only happens through conceptual thought. Direct perceiver, they interact directly, you know, with a raw object. You know, like, can you continue?
It is a wrong consciousness because of being a consciousness that apprehends its object, a form which is a phenomenon source such as blue, whereas it does not exist as blue. There's no actual form there. So,
also, this needs to, can you say that again? But this is quite important.
It's a consciousness that apprehends its object, a form which is a phenomenon source as blue.
Okay, form that phenomenon source, the chinyusu, the form, right, form. See, now, when you talk about form, it has shape, color, something you can pretty much touch. This is now, can you just repeat this word?
A form which is it's a consciousness that apprehends its object, a form which is a phenomenon source.
Yeah, so this is that's quite in the Chichirsu. some schools say vowel, the vowel that we have, this is like, vowel is like...
A phenomenon source?
So form, what is it? Form.
Yeah, it's a form which is a phenomenon source.
Yeah, form which is phenomenon, form that's which is...
Phenomenon source.
Yeah, so they're called chichiju, so that's everything they're dreaming in the dream, like color, shape, all of that, you know. This is not really form, it's not really blue, it's not really prayer veil. This is, it calls different types of form. Form?
Phenomenon source.
That's pretty much that we dream in the dream, you know, like body, people, places. This is not really form, something you can see through eye consciousness, you know. This is like only the mental consciousness see. This particular name, this also quite important teaching. So some schools say, okay, mind-only schools say, oh, vow is like form, but it doesn't mean like this form. This is like talking about that kind of form. Okay, that's why I just wanted to emphasize on that. When you choose your soul, you choose your soul, if it's blue, it's not like one of this form. The blue is really form, it's actual form. You know? There is no blue. There's no color, there's no shape, you know? Like, that has a display, the what do you call?
The phenomenon source.
The form, what do you call the form?
Phenomenon source.
Altogether the form.
Form which is...
Form which is phenomenon source. It's called form, but you know, like, but within that form, there's no color, there's no shape. No. When you dream, that is what it is. It is not blue, but if you see that blue is blue, then that's wrong. Blue is form. No, it's color, it's form. Shape is form.
Is it the same consciousness that, like, close my eyes and remember a blue house that I was in yesterday or something like that? Is that same phenomenon?
That's a very good question. So you're talking about mental image, right? Mental image?
Right. So I can see it very vividly, perhaps, a memory. I'm not dreaming, but I don't believe it's real, but I can, you know...
Yeah, so probably this also like the form...
Which is phenomena source.
Yeah, that's part of that.
Okay.
Belongs to that, you know.
Oh, yeah. So then like people, when they get hypnotized to remember a detail, there could be that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But so do the other schools believe vow falls into that category? Because it would seem hard to be... If vow falls into that category, then so many things would fall into that category that you can't really see or visualize. I mean, all kinds of things.
So I think mine only school, they know, they believe the vow is like form.
Okay.
But I don't think in the Pasankika system they don't believe, you know, but these are like differences. They are like view, there's different views.
Politics?
Kind of politics, yeah. helpful politics, healthy politics. Helpful, huh?
Yes, I can.
Nobody's making any money. Yeah.
I have a question. You're dreaming, and all of a sudden you get mad. Does the mental factor of malice or
anger,
does that actually...
Unfortunately, you do create negative karma.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I get mad in my dream a little bit, then
it's not like, you know, question is about is complete or incomplete, but you create, it's hard to say complete form of karma, but you create karma. Karma doesn't, create a karma doesn't mean, you know.
It doesn't have a actual object.
No, it's complete form of karma that requires 4 points.
Right.
But you do create karma, unfortunately, yeah. But you know, less, much lighter, easy to purify, easy to purify. You know?
But it's good to remember that. So when you wake up, if you have that kind of dream, to do Vajrasattva.
Or even regret, you know, even having regret, you know, regret. And I say, you know, like, I talked to Steve about dreams, you know, so from the day, night divided into, I think like five sessions, night is divided into, according to Vinayaka Sutra, perhaps in the sum of the dream is caused by spirit, you know, so some of the dream by day-to-day like tendency, then some part of the dreams maybe indicate something, you know, what's going to happen in the future, near future, if you dream like a number of times, you know. And
when you're creating negative karma, I thought, oh, I'm creating negative karma in my dream. While I was dreaming, I thought...
That's good.
I thought, that's got to be good that I'm aware.
Yeah. So dream can be positive, negative, you know, so... And, yeah, so...
Keshla, this next sentence about the person who is dreaming... About the color blue is a factually concordant sentence. Generally speaking, it's wrong consciousness, but for that person who is dreaming, for that is no. Yeah, for that person, it's like it's real. No? It's in accord with the reality. Like, but the eye awareness is not seeing the blue. It's still just the mental consciousness seeing the blue, but it.
So, does it make sense?
It sort of makes sense, but it's kind of confusing.
I think they're saying that...
Why is confusing?
I think that they're saying... I think that they're saying that, like, it's in accordance with what we all accept as blue.
Blue.
Or, like, I'm dreaming about a chair, it actually, in the dream... functions as a chair.
Right. That's probably, I think that's probably correct. That should make sense. Okay.
Makes sense? Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, with that now, time has passed, so I'll stop. Chanting Master. Kamila, Mike. Yeah.
Gewa di nor duk la.
Chang Zhu. Jin Yang Gun Yang
Can Jin Kong Pel Wei Kun Zo Do Po Zhe Chao Song Gor Wei Lin Mong Tu Du Pa Ma Zo Do Jhe Grom Do Yang Do Om Tari Tu Tari Tu Re So Ha. 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 Om Tari Tu Tari Tu Re So Ha.